Our guest today is the executive director of the Illinois Tollway. He has served as executive director for almost 2 years. The Illinois Tollway maintains and operates 292 miles of interstate tollways in 12 counties in northern Illinois. Our guest today oversees a $1.3 billion budget with nearly 1,600 employees. Prior to joining the tollway, he served as president and CEO of Choose DuPage. Dan Cronin. Overseeing the organization responsible for leading the economic development efforts in DuPage County. Our guest today attended Marist High School and earned his bachelor's degree from UIC. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Badalov. Greg?
Marist High School. Wow, that brings back memories. Thank you very much, Jay, and thank you to the City Club of Chicago for the invitation to speak with you today. I would like to take a moment to recognize Illinois Tollway board member who is here with us today, Joe Gomez. Joe is the chair of our Finance Committee. And I, too, at the risk of stroking his ego, would like to thank my dear friend Dan Cronin for taking time out of his schedule to join us today. Much like the city, yeah, sure. Much like the City Club strives to engage its members and the community to improve the quality of life in the state of Illinois, so too does the Illinois Tollway. Our region faces many challenges that threaten our quality of life, but be assured that the tollway is working diligently to address them. It's been said the road to success is always under construction. If that's true, Illinois should be the most successful state in the country. We're not there yet, but our arrow is pointing up, unlike these guys. I mean, seriously. What were they thinking? It seems like our baseball teams spend more time rebuilding their teams than the tollway does rebuilding its roads. While we're waiting, and hopefully it won't take 108 years, there are three key questions that we at the tollway believe we need to ask ourselves regarding our transportation infrastructure. Number one, how can we be more forward-thinking in developing innovative solutions for the regional transportation network? Number two, how can we keep the conversation going with local communities and other stakeholders to make sure we're addressing their needs? And number three, what's at stake for our region if we fail to address our current and future transportation infrastructure needs? Here's the issue. Much of Illinois' infrastructure needs help. We could only muster a C-minus in a recent industry report card. If your kid came home with a grade like that, you'd take away their iPhone. Illinois roads are generally in poor condition. Many bridges are structurally deficient and functionally obsolete. Congestion alone costs the Chicago area an estimated $4 billion a year in lost productivity. And on top of that, driving these roadways costs Illinois motorists $3.7 billion a year in extra vehicle repairs and operating costs. That's nearly $570 a year per driver in the state of Illinois. You could drive through the Irving Park Toll Plaza twice a day for a year with that money. Or if that's not your idea of fun, you could take yourself and 10 friends to Great America. So how do we address these problems? Lock everyone in a room and take away the Wi-Fi until they come up with a solution? No. We think that we address them by working together. It's vital we join forces to develop innovative, next-generation solutions to the unique challenges facing our regional transportation network. Working in collaboration with these partners, will keep us on top as the nation's transportation hub, and we are the nation's leading transportation hub. It'll maintain safe, efficient travel options to keep people and goods moving. It'll take things to the next level by coming up with solutions to improve mobility, stimulate economic development, and create jobs. And it'll provide greater contract opportunities for small, diverse, veteran-owned, and women-owned business and jobs for traditionally underserved populations. Together, we can provide greater value to customers through smarter investments in transportation infrastructure. This may sound like the description of a dating app for people who sell insurance, but our goal is to identify opportunities to align our priorities with other partners in the region. One example of how this works. Our commitment to working in cooperation with other transportation and planning agencies to study the future of the region's expressway system. We are committing that any project the tollway works on with our partners will be multi-jurisdictional, multimodal, bold, and visionary. These projects will seek to leverage new technologies, address growing freight congestion, and provide enhanced transit options for the entire expressway system. Acknowledging future fiscal and land constraints, these projects will also determine what investments are needed to make the existing expressway systems better as opposed to simply expanding it. We simply cannot grow our way out of congestion. Bigger is better might apply to Imagiano's cannoli, which ironically we just all got, but it's not necessarily the case with expressways. The tollway is currently working with many agencies to inform the development of a comprehensive plan to shape a regional transportation network. I hope I'm still around to see it when it comes to fruition. As we all know, a lot of change can happen over the course of a robust planning period. Not long ago, some of us guys dressed like these two, and we dreamed of owning a talking car. Things are different today. Pretty soon, everyone will be able to own their own version of Knight Rider's kit. And the Illinois Tollway is preparing for this inevitability. For the tollway, moving forward, our top priorities include, first and foremost, keeping our existing 292-mile system in a state of good repair. We want to complete the new Illinois Route 390 tollway and supporting western access to O'Hare Field to open up the west side of the airport and all of the wonderful economic development opportunities that I'll create for our friends in DuPage County. <laughs> 390 is a toll road that Sonny Corleone from The Godfather would have loved. No toll booths. Got the Godfather clip? Our newest project, reconstructing the central tri-state. And this is a big one for us, and I'm sure you're all aware of it. To reduce congestion, improve reliability, and accommodate new or reconfigured interchanges for improved accessibility. We could stick to our knitting and focus only on our system, but we believe we can do better than that. Plus, I don't knit. Our customers expect us to do better. They want greater capacity. They want improved options. They want reliable commute times. They don't care where the tollway begins and IDOT ends. They just want to get where they're going safely and efficiently. Economic development and jobs doesn't care about boundaries either. Businesses want greater access to markets, and people want access to jobs, whether it's along the tollway or beyond. Businesses will relocate, they will grow, and they will invest because they recognize the value of a transportation network and the competitive advantages that it gives them. What makes sense is creating a seamless transportation experiences for customers as they travel through Northern Illinois and forge partnerships to grow their economy, our economy, and create jobs. So, what does working together on a regional transportation solution look like? Let's consider our Central Tri-State Reconstruction Project. This is a project we had on the books as part of the original Move Illinois program to keep the system in a state of good repair. My first week at the tollway, the staff briefed me on the project. The tollway board had previously approved $1.9 billion to reconstruct 22 miles of 294 from 95th Street to Balmoral Avenue. The plan was to basically, as most of you know, tear it up and put it back the way we found it. But it seemed like an opportunity to be perhaps a little more forward-thinking. So I asked staff to take another look at it. I-294 is the workhorse of the tollway system. It currently has the highest volume of passenger and freight traffic, and it sadly has the worst level of congestion and traffic delays. Choke points and bottlenecks at interstate-to-interstate interchanges also exist. Clearly, it needs a makeover, but we have to work together to make sure the makeover is done right. Consider this guy. You see him on billboards up and down the tri-state. His makeover works for him. To me, he looked better in the before picture. Grass doesn't grow on a busy toll road. But the Central Tri-State can't stay as is. It simply can't. My direction to staff was simple. We're going to be out there anyway. We have one shot to do it. Let's do it right. Let's make the best investment possible for our customers in our region. If we're going to disrupt traffic for several years, we need to make it worthwhile. It's like remodeling your kitchen. You know it's going to be inconvenient. You know it's going to be messy. You know some people aren't going to be happy. But in the end, if you make it significantly better, you will more than make up for the inconvenience. We, the Illinois Tollway, and our transportation partners are not limited to the art of possible. We don't have to resign ourselves to what only can be. We always have, and we should continue to make bigger, better plans that make a positive impact well beyond our borders. So we came up with an alternative. The new concept for 294 commits an additional $2.1 billion. You're welcome. You're welcome. To make improvements that will add capacity, reduce congestion, improve reliability, and hopefully borrow some of the best practices from our rebuilding and widening of the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway I-90, which many of you in this room helped us complete and for which we are very grateful. We also have the opportunity to deal with some local issues: stormwater management, access, freight movement, and local road impacts. Our board approved moving forward with planning last month, and we received tremendous support for what is now a $4 billion program for 294. We got support from IDOT, CMAP, PACE, Cook County, DuPage County, the City of Chicago, road builders, ACEC, HASEA, Local 150, many local communities that line the corridor, and countless chambers of commerce and other economic development agencies. For that, we are extremely grateful. A project of this magnitude requires coordination and partnerships with a vast number of stakeholders to be a success, including just about everybody in this room. So please help us, and please get ready. We know the engineering and construction communities like this expanded plan. To those who are optimists, the glass is half full. To the pessimist, the glass is half empty. But to an engineer, the glass can be overdesigned and redesigned for a fee, of course. But what we're hoping to do here, with all of your help, is design a perfect glass. Our intent is to design a roadway that meets the needs of the motoring public today and well into the future. So what can we do? Let's talk about what we've already done. We already have an agreement with the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago to resolve draining and local flooding issues. We have an opportunity to collaborate with IDOT on improvements for existing interstate-to-interstate exchanges, including the dreaded 294, 290, 88 nightmare, and including 294 and 55. We have an opportunity to work with our friends at PACE to accommodate transit through the corridor, just like we did with our flex lanes on I-90, where you'll start to see buses running this summer. We have an opportunity to work with Cook County and other local communities to improve access with new interchanges, such as the 88th Avenue, Cork Avenue interchange in the Village of Justice, who's taking the lead on pushing this project forward. We're also looking to collaborate with 30 communities, 5 railroads, and multiple utilities to get this project built. We will make every effort to reach out to anyone who works or lives anywhere near this 22-mile corridor. And if you don't hear from us, we certainly want to hear from you. 294 is intended to replace an outdated, frequently congested roadway with a modern 21st century corridor. It'll serve better as a critical cog in the region's transportation network. It'll allow customers to travel more safely and efficiently for the next 75 years. We are taking a 75-year view on this road, which is very difficult to do with autonomous vehicles and connected vehicles coming. The benefits are significant, as you can see on the screen behind me. The only thing we won't be able to do for Central Tri-State customers is satisfy anybody's desire for a flying car or a magic carpet. We know that one of the obstacles other transportation agencies face is funding or lack thereof. Nobody is throwing money around to improve transportation infrastructure, and we don't expect money to be thrown around anytime soon. But working together, we can get more bang for our buck. We're going to be a team player. We want to be part of the solution by encouraging transportation partners to leverage capital to push for funding of projects that address the region's biggest challenge, perhaps in coordination with what the tollway has already gotten the authority to do. We want to work with local communities for roadway and interchange cost-sharing opportunities. Bring us ideas on how we can develop a funding plan. We want to respond to the needs of local governments in the region to make the most efficient use of existing tollway resources. We want to work with other transportation agencies to be as innovative as we can, including tolling options for other transportation agencies that don't have that capacity right now. We saw how effective it was working in partnerships with other communities, and we're going to continue to do so. Let's take I-90 as an example quickly. Across that 62-mile corridor, we built 10 new or improved interchanges with numerous partners, provided new access to communities, and sparked economic growth throughout the region. Partners included Cook County, IDOT, Schaumburg, and we delivered a new partial access interchange at Meacham Road. We worked in partnership with Cook and Schaumburg to build a new full access interchange at Roselle Road, and the economic development benefits are already beginning to shine through. These are two prime examples of how we can enhance our system to improve the entire regional economy. But it's time to be creative and make sure we're looking at the needs of the region, how we can support these investments and show value for our customers. Our futures are linked, you to us and us to you, much like Laurel and Hardy, Martin and Lewis, and maybe even these guys. Might be what it takes to get through this project. You get the idea. And maybe it'll be legal in Illinois one day. Who knows? You can get more done in partnership than you can on your own. We pledge to make the most of our available funds. We will create opportunities to integrate multimodal solutions. We will build a state-of-the-art 21st century transportation network that serves the needs for generations to come. And we will provide greater contract opportunities for small, diverse women and veteran-owned businesses as we move forward. Our commitment to diversity is one that I'm extremely proud of and is one where the tollway has received national recognition. Our current capital program has provided a vehicle to promote diversity and inclusion, so in the end, we have a workforce and a consulting workforce that reflects the communities we serve. We set a new standard for implementing a successful diversity program that others can follow. As a father of three daughters, I have every expectation and I strive to make sure that my children have every opportunity to be successful in whatever industry that they choose. We want everyone to know that the tollway is open for business. You'll recall I started this presentation by asking three questions. How can we be more forward-thinking? How can we keep the conversation going? What's at stake for our region? One, how can we be more forward-thinking? We need everybody to help identify regional solutions. We need to take the long view. We need to think about the future needs of the region, not just what's happening today. We need to put the infrastructure in place, the fiber in place, to account for autonomous vehicles and for connected vehicles. We need to start thinking today about the challenges of the future when it comes to transportation. We need to advocate for the region. As an old economic development guy who was responsible for bringing business first to Downers Grove and then to DuPage County, I knew that what was good for Downers Grove was good for Woodridge, and what was good for Woodridge was good for Downers. And what's good for DuPage County is good for Will County, and what's good for Will County is good for DuPage, because together a rising tide floats all boats. But too often it's suburb versus suburb, or city versus suburb, or suburb versus city, and we're all in this together from a transportation network, and we need to be focused on that. How can we keep the conversation going? Well, we need to leverage every communication vehicle and resource that we have available. Let's make sure everybody is engaged to helping us achieve our goals. Our communications team at the Tollway is more committed now to social media, to text messaging, to emails than ever before. We meet with local communities regularly. We did it as part of our I-90 project. We'll continue to do it as part of the 294 project. But time is changing, and unfortunately, information is moving faster than ever, and that's why we need your help to keep up. And three, and perhaps most importantly, what's at stake for the region if we don't meet the needs from a transportation infrastructure standpoint? And not to be too dramatic, but everything is at stake. Our role as the nation's transportation hub is absolutely at stake, which ties into our economy, which is absolutely at stake, our jobs and our livelihoods, and the great quality of life that we enjoy here in the state of Illinois. So everything is at stake, and we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that we keep Illinois on the road to success. We're committed to doing that. We know you're committed to doing that. I'm confident that working together, we will continue to do that. I would like to take a moment to thank the executive directors who came before me, many of whom, I feel like this is where all of the living presidents are brought together for a photo opportunity, but I know Tom Kuklich is here, Brian McPartland is here, Jack Hartman is here, and Christy LaFleur is here. And if there's any other ones who are here, at lunch I mentioned to Christy that she gave the engineering, road building, and construction community 12 billion reasons to love her. I'm only giving you another $2.1 billion, but I hope you'll love me just as much. I also want to thank Governor Rauner and the Tollway Board for their leadership and their guidance and their support. And last but certainly not least, I do want to thank the Tollway staff. I'm an economic development guy who got an opportunity to run a major transportation agency. An executive is only as good as his staff. Many of them are here today. I'd like to ask the Tollway representatives to stand and be recognized. Come on, Tollway people, stand up. Those are the people that help make it happen every day on the Illinois Tollway. We're proud to work. We're proud to serve the citizens of Illinois. That's our vision of the future. I thank the City Club again. Jay, thank you very much. And if we have time, I'm happy to take any questions.
So, Greg, I didn't know you when you had hair, but I'm just hoping that, you know, that was a made-up picture, wasn't it?
It was made up.
Oh, great. That's
I used to have hair when I worked for Cronin.
See, Dan, you did it, didn't you? He missed it. You got to be quicker than that. So thank you very much. There was an elected official, Kimberly Jones, Maine Township Trustee. Sorry we missed you. Our apologies. All right, so here's my thing. If you guys don't ask the question now and then you line up like 20 deep afterwards, I'm just going to start calling you chickens because you don't want to ask your question in front of everybody. The first question is Peter Scozzi. See, here's the deal. When it's a crowd I'm not familiar with and the speaker knows more, you guys make me look bad. BNSF Railway, when will we be able to use iPass, for CTA driving or something about a cheeseburger?
Buying a cheeseburger. Peter, that is a fantastic question. And with all due respect to the previous executive directors, they had a system that simply would not afford the technical capability to do that type of activity. And I'm very pleased that we are, Shauna Whitehead is here, she's our chief of business systems, we are on the cusp of completing a new back office system that hopefully will enable the tollway to use your iPass in a downtown parking garage or use your iPass as you go to Wrigley Field or Guaranteed Rate Field or the United Center. Because I agree with you that we need to have more interoperability. We think of interoperability at the tollway as does your iPass work in Indiana and does Indiana's work here. But there could be so much more that we could do in cooperation with the City of Chicago, in cooperation with the Venture Card, to make one device more compatible. We finally have the back office system installed that gives us the technology to do that. And we are moving, I don't know what acronym Shauna calls it. I think of it as now we're looking at the aftermarket parts for the back office system, and that is absolutely under consideration. A year, 18 months before we have anything definitive.
That's pretty cool. So another name I'm getting ready to butcher, Harvin Singh. Was I close?
Perfect.
Yes. Singh and Associates, you came to the tollway from the private sector. How has the transition into transportation been been most interesting and most rewarding at the same time?
That's a great question. Question. I did come from the private sector. I worked in the private sector for 20 years, a company called Nalco Chemical out in Naperville. Went down to Florida for a little bit, and Cronin grabbed me, and then here I am at the tollway. But in terms of the transition from the private sector to the public sector, I can say without fail that the coolest thing about working at the tollway is the fact that I think I had no transportation experience. And I thought, forgive me, throw down some asphalt, some concrete, put up a toll booth and collect some quarters and go home at the end of the day. And the work that is done at the tollway is just so fascinating from an engineering standpoint, from a planning standpoint, and an execution standpoint. And a lot of the characteristics of the private sector exist within the tollway. Remember, we're a non-appropriated agency. So the only way the tollway gets its funding is if we provide value to the customers and the customers continue to use it. And I inherited a system where a lot of private sector business-like decisions were being made. And I think I've continued that approach.
John O'Halloran, are you here? Okay, in the back there. Of Santec, what's the status of the Route 53 extension?
It's been under development for 50 years. Is that a good enough answer?
No.
The status of the 53 extension is that several months ago, the Tollway Board voted on an environmental impact study to move forward with that. It is a 60-year project in the making, and it is we all know about the transportation and congestion issues in Lake County. And the board is currently evaluating, and it will be a board decision, what the next steps will be regarding the EIS, which I would remind everyone is nothing more than a study to outline potential options and potential solutions. Stay tuned.
I thought you were right, because I think there's construction just everywhere. What's the saying about Chicago? Two seasons, winter and construction. I think we went straight through winter with construction this year, for any of us who work in the loop. Tim Martin, Hi, Tim.
This is going to be a tough one, I got a feeling.
I don't think so. Jacobs Engineering, he says you've laid out an open and ambitious plan as a tollway, as a leader of the industry. What do you see next?
I knew someone was going to say, hey, okay, great. Thanks for 294. What's next? So what we see next is looking at this regional plan that we're working with our partners on, Tim, and identifying what the next needs are. Upon completion of the Move Illinois program, the tollway from its previous leadership to current leadership will have rebuilt every single mile of the existing system over the last, I think it's Rocco would know this if Rocco's here, over the last 25 years. So what's next, I think, is technology. And we'll identify where additional transportation needs are. Do we need more roads? Those kind of answers are almost self-evident. But really what's next is what's next from the user side of things with autonomous vehicles, connected vehicles, and what will the tollway do to prepare for that? You know, I take a little different view on that. Everybody thinks that once autonomous vehicles and connected vehicles come, all of our troubles are going to go away and fewer people will be in cars. And yes, fewer millennials are driving now and more urban movement and more trains and all that kind of stuff. But put any one of my three driving age children in a vehicle as opposed to public transportation and tell them you can do the same things in your vehicle that you can do in public transportation, I think there's going to be more cars on the road. So we need to prepare for those types of inevitabilities. And my staff told me not to say this, Tim, but I'm going to say it anyway. Let us get through the Move Illinois program, will you?
There hasn't been a question on minority development, but you did great explaining your outlay, but there's not been a question. So I'm telling you, if one of you guys is up here and you ask that question, I might just stay up here to see if you're going to ask it because you don't want to ask it in front of everybody else. Jeff? No. Oh, there's only so many Jeffs in here. You got to know which one he left.
Jeff from AMEC.
Man, if you ask the question, why don't you put your hand up? Okay. So, American Investor, he says, thank you for expanding Central Illinois Tollway. How did you do this without raising tolls for the $2 million?
Another great question. So, number one, the bond market has been very favorable to the tollway since the Move Illinois program began, and we're getting better pricing than we thought we would get on our bonds. Number two, passenger volume, freight and non-freight transactions are up on the tollway year over year over year and exceeding forecast and exceeding expectation. So we have more revenue. Number three, the tollway, quite frankly, is the beneficiary of very aggressive pricing because there's not a lot of other transportation work happening in the state. So the combination of really good pricing from the bond market, increased revenue from our customers, and aggressive pricing from the construction industry, combined with what is currently a very sound financial program at the tollway, allowed us, and I know my chief of finance is here, and every time I go down this road, his head begins to explode, allowed us to do this and keep the financial markets happy without a toll increase, which we're really happy we were able to achieve.
I like the no toll increase. Nasir Sidoni from Ardmore. So I butchered the name, I take it. Siddiqui. Okay. Sorry about that. This is a tough question. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Peeking over your shoulder.
Kill my buzz, man. Can anything be done to relieve the bottleneck between the toll at Cumberland and I-90?
The tollway could take over I-90. Take over the Kennedy going into the city. Fix the whole thing. But since that might not be the best answer, I believe we're currently working on a flyover from 90 eastbound directly to Cumberland Avenue, which is hopefully going to reduce some of that congestion there. Again, it's all about partnerships with IDOT and working in conjunction with them to develop a solution. But I know that there is a flyover that's currently on the books for part of Move Illinois, and we'll see how that works. Clearly, O'Hare, you know, the economic engine, you know, nobody wants to go to a restaurant where you can get a seat right away. So some of the congestion is a good thing because of the economic activity that O'Hare has generated. But we're working on the flyover.
I think Greg has given us a wonderful presentation. Really, I think it's been one of the best that we've had. Do you do that yourself, or do you have people that do all your stuff? Right? Your staff is awesome. Sorry.
It was a team effort.
It really was.